USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000.
Have been released?
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed three souls and left seven hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin. That's a town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
As the government continues to get larger and larger, a new office is proposed to investigate UFOs and determine if they're a threat to the United States. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
If the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act is enacted, a new office would have to be created no later than 180 days to investigate unidentified flying objects. In a defense funding bill passed by the House of Representatives, it includes a provision that would establish the office to investigate sightings in the skies. It would also evaluate links between such phenomena and foreign governments, try to figure out whether the sightings serve as a threat to the United States, and report on the phenomena each year to Congress, with the first report due no later than December 31st, 2022. The office would replace a task force established last year by the Pentagon.
There will be a rocket launch today at 2:12 p.m. Eastern from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. It will deliver an Earth monitoring satellite. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tom Homan, former ICE director on Fox News, says it's just another distraction when Biden attacks Border Patrol agents.
I've talked to 9 retired chief patrol agents. I've talked to 2 retired CBP commissioners. I talked to 5 chiefs of Border Patrol that were national chiefs, the same position that Raul Ortiz has now. Every one of them, 100% of them, say they did not violate policy, they did not violate regulations, they did their job. But now they're being, you know, thrown on the bus by this administration. It's a shame that the men and women who wear that uniform and put their lives on the line for this country are now being attacked for doing their job. They're, you know, President Biden's decisions, the Secretary Mayorkas' decisions, put them in this position. And they did their job. No one wants to talk about the fact that the Haitians are committing a crime entering the country illegally. It's a violation of federal law to enter this country. It's a crime. It's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1325. And when they oppose, when they resist arrest, like you saw in the video, that is a felony. Title 18, United States Code 111. But no one wants to talk about the crime being committed, and these law enforcement officers who have the job to enforce that crime, stop that crime, are being attacked.
An Atlas V rocket will launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday with the Landsat 9 Earth Observation Satellite. Launch is scheduled for 2:12 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.